Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired. Powered by the Salvation Army. Today, 100% of your donations will be used for Hurricane Dorian relief. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit helpsalvationarmy.org, doing the most good. An AI-run world needs to better reflect people of color. Opinion: a growing black and brown diaspora of data must be used for equality, not oppression. By Angela Benton. The AI market is expected to grow well over $100 billion by 2025. We're just a stone's throw away from a voice-activated, facially recognized, algorithm-driven life. But for a rapidly growing segment of the population, AI can be more triggering than innovative. Much of the data being used to train machine learning algorithms, which power the AI movement, doesn't take ethnicity or race into consideration. To a layperson or someone disconnected from the many of the day-to-day plights of people of color, this may seem inconsequential or even race-baiting. After all, algorithms don't need to understand a user's ethnicity to make accurate recommendations and assumptions. That's the beauty of technology, right? However, the more intertwined our lives become with AI, the more biases could bloom, some of which could result in life or death. Before AI exacerbates inequities throughout society, we must include and protect minority data today. Errors from incomplete AI training data already affect people of color. For one, facial recognition software has a history of misidentifying black citizens. Disclosure: I am an investor in a facial recognition company that has championed not selling its data to authorities. Last year, the ACLU ran a test with Amazon's recognition software in which congressional headshots were matched against a database of mugshots. 40% of those misidentified were people of color, but they comprised only 20% of Congress. Recognition remains in use within some police departments. Amazon has also partnered with 400 police forces across the country, which will use Amazon's camera doorbell product, Ring, whose facial recognition software is still in development, to form a newfangled type of neighborhood watch. Also within the American criminal justice system, as a 2016 ProPublica investigation discovered, software used to identify future violent criminal threats ran on an algorithm that was correct only 20% of the time. Black defendants in particular were pegged to be a 77% higher risk for committing future crimes than reality proved. Healthcare, which increasingly uses algorithms to determine diagnoses and treatments, is also problematic. Nearly 40% of Americans identify as being non-white, but 80 to 90% of participants in most clinical trials are white. This can be a huge issue for illnesses that disproportionately plague minority communities, like diabetes or heart and respiratory diseases. In 2015, only 1.9% of respiratory disease studies included any minorities. While I was going through breast cancer treatments, many of the procedures and therapies my doctors recommended were derived from studies that were predominantly comprised of white female patients. It was also extremely hard for me to get a referral for a mammogram when I was diagnosed at 34. Even though Black women are typically diagnosed with breast cancer younger than white women are, the recommended age to even get a mammogram is 40, again, from data that disproportionately included white women. Dr. Joy Bua-Lamwini, an MIT computer scientist and advocate for ethical and inclusive technology, says this coded gaze is a reflection of the priorities, the preferences, and also sometimes the prejudices of those who have the power to shape technology. Meanwhile, a Black and brown diaspora of data is quickly multiplying. In the U.S., people of color are projected to outnumber non-Hispanic white citizens by 2045. Around 50% of the world's population growth between now and 2050 is expected to come from Africa. According to the Pew Research Center, a greater proportion of Black and Hispanic adults use Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and YouTube than Caucasians. Facebook owns three of the top six most used social media platforms by people of color. That's an incredible amount of power. Pair that with an estimated 37% annual growth rate of AI penetration into business, and racial bias will become an even more daunting challenge at the hands of our machines. As Yuval Noah Harari says, those who control the data control the future. The AI that's being developed today will serve as the baseline for how AI will be built in the future. Data ownership is essential. It's not just our human right today, but also the key to our future rights. When we neither own their data nor have a say in how it's used, we leave these decisions in the hands of a select few. Algorithmic auditing is another promising solution. We can define what it means to develop and train algorithms ethically by reviewing the training dataset diversity and biases of those who developed the algorithm. But this baseline way of thinking has barely permeated day-to-day business practices. And even if these reviews are implemented, we have to be mindful of the power structures that will employ them. Much of the power that exists in our drastically changing world comes from free market innovators who are accountable primarily to their shareholders, not their constituents. Some even have the capacity to make or break governments. Take, for instance, Cambridge Analytica's parent company, SCL Group's, work in election campaigns in Trinidad and Tobago, where digital attacks and data micro-targeting campaigns were developed to sway votes. External credentialing institutions that set ethical standards, a la the Bar Association for Lawyers, could be transformative. They're also necessary. Coding inclusivity into algorithms is a challenge when most developer teams are made up of paltry percentages of women and people of color. But we must augment initial training datasets to reflect the actual demographic makeup of our society and allow consumers to opt in to share their data so they are accounted for. We must design technology that doesn't inadvertently oppress those who have already been oppressed.